Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:32 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate you. This is the bit where we usually check in with you that's at the office doing your hustle, sending your emails, fighting your colleagues while listening to us, all right? And we have someone that does maybe not necessarily have colleagues, but she employs others. How big is that? Come on now. It doesn't get bigger than that. We've got OC Jeneth Ipinge with us. OC Jeneth.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Good, good, good. Say hi to OC Shaquan.
Hi, Shaquan. How are you?
Hi, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm blessed.
That's great, man. How is the weather out there? Because it's really nice and warm in the studio, but how is it out there?
Honestly speaking, I don't know because I'm in bed.
Okay.
The perks of being self-employed. Okay. That's the perks. Now, Jeneth,
exactly.
you are a I want to find a very fancy word.
Yeah.
You are a pastry engineer.
A pastry engineer. I love it.
But basically,
yes, I am.
Right? But basically, you bake. That's your passion, that's your love, and that's your business. What
yes.
exactly does this involve? And how does your normal day look like?
Mm.
Okay. My normal day, in most cases, I'll like have orders of cake slices. I have orders on cakes. I'll actually run promos every single day. Actually, every single month, and I'll have like cake slices on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So my day is kind of busy because I have babies on this side and I have a business to run.
Yeah,
not so easy, but then it always works out when I actually schedule my day.
Mm.
So it's a jungle in this place.
Yeah, but how do you think you have actually managed to find the balance? You know, because you say that you have kids. How many kids do you have?
I have three babies.
You have three babies, okay? So you have the three babies, and obviously, you know, you probably have a partner at home, and then you have the business. Yes. How do you find the balance between all of those things?
Okay, in most cases, you know, Shaquan, you actually don't find the balance. You just find yourself doing things, and it just works out.
Mm.
Like for me, most cases, the business actually belongs to me and my partner.
Oh, okay.
The Jelly's Kitchen. Yes, Jelly's Kitchen. The Jelly stands for Jeanette and Elvis. So it's Jelly's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So in most cases, he bakes and I just come and do the plastering. Let me put it that way.
Oh, really?
So how is actually the baker?
He is actually the baker. In most cases, if he's not around, then I have to step in.
Yeah.
So I actually do the deco, yeah. So with him being here helping me, actually, it's much convenient for me to do other things and for me to pick up maybe kids from school, prepare lunch and stuff like that. But in most cases, he's always there to help me.
Wow, that's fantastic. And
yeah.
You know what, when you actually think about it, more than anything, it's just really important having people around you who actually support your dream and actually bring in their part, hey?
Yeah.
Mm.
But Jenna, tell me, okay, so for you and your hubby now, where do you guys envision yourself in the next 2-3 years? What's the plan?
In terms of the business,
In terms of the business now, yeah.
We're going to take it up. You know what, my dream is to have a coffee shop one day.
Aha!
So we actually working on that goal, just to have a coffee shop or a bakery in the future. Because it's not going to be a small business forever. He actually says this is not a small business anymore. This is a big business. So we actually want to definitely take it on a next level, whereby we want to open up a bakery or we want to open up a coffee shop.
Opening day, Shaquan and I, we are there, please. We,
absolutely.
Yeah, you need to. We are special guests. Not even opening day.
The tasting.
The tasting. Yeah. Yeah. Because I love. Yeah. Big products.
Yeah. No. Honestly. Yeah. I love cakes. Yeah,
It's a terrible maybe habit. I don't know what to call it, but it's a bit of an obsession.
Yeah, maybe I should send you guys some cake too.
Girl, we will not say no. Yeah, so Janid, obviously right now you might be, you know, just speaking to a mom who's listening right now, who also just feels like they have a lot on their plate. A mom who has, you know, just wants to venture into other spaces as well, really wants to build their business. And maybe also you sharing a part of, you know, how your partner is also helping you with the business and so forth. He's probably also just running things with his wife and they're also a little bit conflicted or whatever, but they're looking to you as in like, you know what? Oh, I heard this person on Fresh. They're doing it. I too can do it with my partner as well. How do they get a hold of your services? Hey,
okay. We actually have a page on Instagram. The handle is Jelly's Kitchen. Okay. They can actually contact us there, or they can. My email address is also there, and my contact details, so they can reach us on that.
All right. Do you know the game of anything but correct, Janet?
No, I don't know that game.
Are you sure? You're 100% sure? You don't know anything but correct?
I am 100% sure. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so Shaquan, let's give her the rules to anything but correct.
Okay, so how the game actually goes is that we're going to post a couple of questions to you, and you are not allowed to answer any of the questions that we ask you with the right answers. So you should give us anything but correct answers, okay? So basically just wrong, all right?
Okay, so wait. Repeat that again. Sorry.
All right. So the questions that we ask you, regardless of whether you know the correct answer or not, we want the wrong answer at all times.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we put you on a timer for 30 seconds. We ask you a couple of questions. Think on your feet. You're not allowed to pause in between. So let's have fun.
Okay.
All right. Very important. You're not allowed to pause, Janet. So you need to fire away at those answers immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Your timer starts right about now. Oh, actually, playing the game of anything but correct, boys and girls, is the pastry engineer. Janet Ipinge on Fresh FM. Your timer starts right now. All right, Janet.
All right. So is it true that your partner, your hubby, is a fantastic baker?
Not at all.
10 plus 1 is?
7.
When is family day in Namibia?
10th of June.
Okay, Louis Monana is from Rundu. True or false?
False.
Okay, Wolfish Bay is the capital of Namibia. True or false?
False.
Ah, nailed you! 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 for a minute there, we were like, she's running through this. She's running through this. She's gonna get a W. What? No one gets a W on Fresh Breakfast unless you are maybe like, I don't know what. No way. But anyways, thank you so much for being good sport.
Yeah, thank you for being a good sport.
Janet, what are your shout outs? Who is it that you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Honestly, okay, I want to send out a shout out to all the mummies out there that are doing the most, and they're actually just confused on what to do. It's tough out there, and everybody is just trying to leave. We're actually trying to survive this thing. I just want to let them know that you'll be strong, and if they are going through some things, they should try and speak to somebody. I know things are really rough right now, but yeah, I actually just want to say, mummies, you're doing the best, you're doing the most, and keep up what you're doing.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We appreciate you. Keep doing the fantastic work that you do. We do we do follow you. You know, we do skinner about you in our WhatsApp groups and how great you are. and then please send our greetings to Javi, as a please.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll do so.
All right.
Cheers, Janet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Every day at Motovac Store, we impress our customers.